Hey y'all, this is Jimmy from the Rock Pod. Welcome back to another episode of This Week in Rock Music History for August 25th through the 31st. August 25th, 1975, Bruce Springsteen released his landmark third album, Born to Run, which became a massive career breakthrough, peaking at number 3 on the Billboard 200 and earning multiple platinum certifications. It is widely considered one of the greatest albums in rock history. August 25th, 1976, the band Boston dropped their self-titled debut album, which became the fastest-selling debut in U.S. history at the time. August 25th, 1978, Canada Jam rocked Mossport Park in Ontario with a staggering 110,000 fans in attendance, making it the biggest paying rock concert in Canadian history at the time. August 26th through the 31st, 1993, Def Leppard toured North America on their Adrenalized World Tour, hitting major cities including Toronto, Columbus, and St. Paul. August 30th, 1965, Bob Dylan released his pivotal album Highway 61 Revisited, making a bold move into electric rock that forever changed rock and roll music. August 30th, 1969, the Isle of Wight Festival captivated 150,000 attendees with iconic sets from Bob Dylan, The Band, Joe Cocker, The Moody Blues, and The Who. August 30th, 1992, Nirvana played their final UK show at the Reading Festival, an unforgettable moment featuring Kurt Cobain's unforgettable and cheeky stage entrance in a hospital gown and wheelchair. August 30th, 1993, Nirvana released Heart-Shaped Box, the lead single from In Utero, which soared to number 1 on the Billboard Modern Rock Track charts and became a defining alt-rock anthem. August 25th, 1976, also a fun throwback, Emerson, Lake & Palmer played their debut concert in Plymouth, England.
Rock.
And we have a couple of notable birthdays in rock music this week. August the 25th, Gene Simmons, bassist and co-lead singer of Kiss, was born. And rock icon Rob Halford of Judas Priest. They both celebrate their birthdays this week on August the 25th.
Rock.
And now here's our fun fact of the week. When Born to Run dropped on August 25th, 1975, it wasn't just an album. It was Bruce Springsteen's leap onto the world stage. The record's cinematic, big sound production, and anthemic tracks, like the title cut, made it the perfect soundtrack for every small-town kid dreaming big. Plus, with comparisons to Phil Spector's Wall of Sound, it changed what rock music could feel like.
Rock.
And that's a wrap on This Week in Rock History. Springsteen ran, Boston rocked, Nirvana bowed out, and Gene Simmons blew out some candles. Hit that subscribe button, share it with your fellow rockers, and keep it cranked to 11. I'm Jimmy. Catch you next time on the Rock Pod. All right, be sure to come back again next week for another episode of This Week in Rock Music History from the Rock Pod. And remember, if you like this episode, be sure to like, follow, and share, and leave us a review. It helps. This Week in Rock Music History is a production of therockpod.com. Theme music by the band Silver Trip.